Good afternoon and welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Rodents, needles, stolen goods, human waste, fire danger. These are some of the hazards outlined in a new assessment of the homeless encampment known as the Jungle. KUOW reporter Amy Radel was at the release of this report this morning at Seattle Fire Department headquarters. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
The Jungle, I want to remind people, is this unauthorized homeless encampment in Seattle, now infamous for a drug deal-related fatal shooting in January. What has happened since that time?
So apparently, officials did almost like an anthropological tour of their own city. This was state and county and city people who went up there. They spent 2 days there just documenting, assessing, taking photos, observing. So if you went back there today, I don't think much has changed. There hasn't been any forced, cleanups or clearing people out yet. It's just been kind of fact-finding.
And what facts have these investigators found?
So in addition to everything that you just mentioned, just unsanitary, unhealthy conditions for the people there, potentially with some effects to the surrounding area. Also, Police Chief Wilski noticed discarded, he said, expensive bikes and laptops, possibly stolen. And then Chief Scoggins, Harold Scoggins, is the fire chief leading this effort. And he also pointed out the danger of brush fires. He's concerned, especially during the long, hot summers that we've had, if brush fires could start in there. It's difficult for them to respond. They now require police escort when they respond to fires. And he said there's a danger for the people in there and also for fires possibly, going up the hillside into that greenbelt area.
About the people who live there in the jungle, any new insights on why they're there and what their needs are?
Two of the barriers that they mentioned, this has been talked about. We had a piece recently, but couples who live there who say they don't want to be split up to be sent to men's and women's shelters. So that's maybe something that officials might look at as they try to, develop a response for these folks. People who don't want to be separated from their pets was identified as another barrier. They gave us a bunch of photos that they took on their expeditions in the jungle. And there were actually some really ingenious structures, things people have built to, try to make life better there. They had some latrines that are actually very nice, nicer than I've seen in our state park sometimes. The problem is they're probably just over a ditch and possibly going into the surrounding waterways untreated.
Amy, this homeless encampment, the Jungle, has been around for decades. So was anybody surprised by what they found?
Yeah, you kind of think about Claude Rains in Casablanca. Like, how shocked are we that, we've all kind of known this place was there. But Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole said, people knew, but this is a comprehensive view of what we know about this place now. And it is striking when you see all these different dangers and issues kind of laid out. And the city has been doing work in there. A parks employee said they just spent $80,000 last year to clean up 50 tents that were in the Greenbelt. So they have been at work there.
So here's what I want to know, KUOW reporter Amy Radel. This report sounds, it's a documenting of these awful conditions, a kind of a sweeping condemnation of what has been allowed to go on in the jungle. But what's the point? What is all this laying the groundwork for?
Exactly. It certainly feels like we're building towards something, and that something was not laid out for us today. But they said they're going to have sort of short-term and long-term work plans coming along. The short-term one, hopefully in the next few weeks, again, with county and state and city officials all involved. They said this is going to be a long-term process. It's not going to be some giant cleanup that happens over the course of a single day. They said their outreach workers are really working full out right now just on these other illegal encampments in the city. So the city doesn't even have the capacity to clean out the jungle, but they're probably not going to facilitate people living in here. Some people have said, well, give them porta potties and dumpsters and conditions will be better. But from the mayor saying he doesn't think that people should be living there, that just seems like something that's probably not going to happen.
One final question then for reporter Amy Radel. You haven't played any audio, any tape from this media briefing you've just been to. Will you tell us why that is?
It was a little strange, and I've never seen this approach before, but we were told when we came in that we could take notes, and all these different people who were on this assessment came up and gave their findings, but we weren't allowed to record or take pictures during that part. We could just kind of buttonhole people afterwards and ask them some questions on tape, which I did. We will have tape in our newscast. But
what's that about?
I don't know. And I didn't hear any rationale. None of this information was personally identifiable or anything that I could conceive of as private. We weren't really given a reason. And I just, you know, Seattle tends to be pretty open and transparent. And I just hope that this is not something that we're going to be seeing again.
We have a reporter on the story following events. And what's going to happen next, we don't know, at the homeless encampment known as The Jungle. It's KUOW's Amy Radel. Thank you for coming in and debriefing us.
Yeah, thanks.
KUOW's The Record.